Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Mark chapter 13, verses 3 through 13. The Reverend Dr. Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading is from Mark chapter 13, verses 3 through 13. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked Jesus privately, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumor of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the questions of Peter, James, and John, and Andrew that we just read, Jesus had caused a stir. In the verses preceding our text, Mark records that one of Jesus' disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings," as he looked at the temple. And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." This response created confusion and questions for the disciples. How could such an enormous, massive building be destroyed? How would God allow this to happen to his holy dwelling? And these questions are not out of place for people. Perhaps you can think of the first time you were in a city center and were mesmerized by the size and strength of skyscrapers or impenetrable buildings. What could ever make a building like that fall? We have seen this just in the last week, how buildings are built to withstand high winds and mighty storms. In the same question, though, the disciples were showing their lack of full understanding of what was about to happen in the life of Jesus and their own lives. They missed how God was at work not in the temple, but in Jesus, their teacher, friend, and Savior. The questions from the disciples convicted me of how many questions I ask that might sound familiar. I misplace my trust in earthly things rather than God. I get impressed with worldly success or wisdom and take for granted the power, might, and truth of God's word. I lose sight of God's presence, promise, and strength in the face of adversity. I make mountains out of molehills when I compare my trials to those around me or in our greater world. I do not rely on the Holy Spirit to give me the words to say or to interject into the life of someone who is wanderingly, aimlessly lost. Jesus really doesn't answer the first question the disciples ask of him of when this will happen. And his focus is not on any particular sign, but rather on the response of his disciples that they are to have in the face of numerous circumstances and trials. Jesus gives a response to prepare the disciples and also to give them the strength to stand strong. Let me reread from Mark, our reading today, and just focus on the encouragement for response that Jesus focuses on. Jesus said, "See that no one leads you astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. They must take place, but the end is not yet. But be on your guard, For they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Also in the reading, Jesus tells them of signs and what to expect as one of his disciples before the temple will be destroyed years later. Now, we can't point to our local news and see that level of persecution of the church. However, that doesn't mean things don't make us be anxious. The world still has hatred for Christ and the gospel. In other places of the gospel, Jesus prepares all followers for all time that they will face trials and persecution to varying degrees. As we look at the broad body of Christ across the globe, we can see varying degrees of persecution for faith in Jesus. Jesus' words of encouragement remind us that Jesus is with his people in the midst of it, although we don't understand why and when God is allowing these trials to happen. And through the trials, Jesus promises that the mission of God will take root and spread. The suffering will happen, and through it, the gospel will be preached to the ends of the earth. In that moment on the Mount of Olives, the disciples could not fathom the events of Pentecost in Acts 2. They could not see the many accounts in Acts of trials through which the gospel would prevail and others would come to know the gospel of Jesus and believe. Could they imagine that we would be here in a far, far away place like Missouri or watching on a platform like Facebook and to hear this account of Jesus' words and of his faithful love and direction for us? By Jesus' strength, we don't have to respond in fear or jump to conclusions. For Jesus' word is consistent and true. Be ready and stand strong in me. Don't be anxious when the things around you seem out of control. Don't respond to things in the world in fear or apathy. Rather, rely on the Holy Spirit to give you comfort and the strength you need to witness and endure. Recently, the word endure has taken me to Hebrews 12. Endure is the theme for the next LCMS youth gathering, and we are focusing on Hebrews 12, 1-3, where it is written. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. It is Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who gives us the command to stand strong and the promise by which we stand. He who endured the cross, despising his shame, is the one who delivers his Holy Spirit by which we are strengthened to stand. The Holy Spirit strengthened us to take steps in trust and not cower in fear. It is Jesus who gives us his word of promise to proclaim, to encourage each other, and to tell the world of God's lavish grace and peace that comes from living in faith. In the name of Jesus, by his power, we stand strong. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.